off and the clock has started.
Here we go.
I'd like to welcome everyone to the show and thank you for listening to this episode of 20 Minutes You'll Never Get Back. You've picked a really good episode to download. That's because today is Post-it Note Friday. I'm pretty excited about this and I hope you are too. And don't worry, you don't need your own pad of Post-it notes. So without any further delay, here's Doug.
Well, at least one person's excited about it. Welcome to 20 Minutes You'll Never Get Back. I'm Doug Prezak. Thank you very much for listening to this episode number 140. You know how we always start the show with a couple of greetings to places who downloaded the last episode, but today I pulled up the country list. 10 different countries tuned in no particular order. They are, piece of paper, the United States, duh, Germany, Australia, Sweden, Trinidad and Tobago. I guess that's one country, but two, anyway. Greece, Netherlands, Chile, United Kingdom, and Switzerland. So there's the countries, and here's a couple of the towns from that list. Ellesmereport in England, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, Athens, Greece, and I hope you're still not orange. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, then just Google Athens turns orange. Alexandria, Virginia, and Santa Clarita, California. More on Santa Clarita in a bit. It's a shocking story. And as you heard at the top of the show, this is Post-it Note Friday. Don't get excited. And all that means is I need to clear off some of the stickies I have on my monitor. You know, little Post-it notes, things I think of that might make a good show topic, I'll jot it down and stick it on there. But, you know, it turns out that most of them are only worth about 2 minutes. So they kind of continue to collect on my monitor until I get enough of them and I can't see my screen. And that's what today is all about. Okay, here is the first sticky note. It says 99 cents. What that means is, this is my gripe. Is anybody else tired of products being priced at, you know, X dollars and 99 cents, $10.99, $3.99, $17.99? Hey, stores, don't make me stop and think, wait a minute, Doug, that's really $18. Just add the penny and call it good, okay? I'm okay with the additional penny. I mean, if I buy 11 things, that's just 11 more cents. So please stop it. Just make it 0.00, please. See, that wasn't even worth 2 minutes. Now, this next note, it says Santa Clarita on it. You may recall that a few episodes ago, I mentioned that somebody in Santa Clarita listens to every episode. Okay, they're always on the list. Santa Clarita, first ones. And Santa Clarita is just really over the hill from where I'm recording this. Now, I have a couple of very close friends who live in Santa Clarita, but I know they don't listen to the show. Well, that actually kind of makes me question my vetting process for friends. But anyway, a couple of weeks ago, I got an email recently from that listener. I'm going to keep the name anonymous to protect the innocent. The listener said, and I'm quoting from the email, "Hi, Doug. I'm the one in Santa Clarita. I've been listening since you told me about it when you were recovering from the sedation after your colonoscopy." Oh, my God. They go on to say, "Your podcast is my travel buddy to and from work. Looking forward to more." I'd say best podcast email ever. How on earth did I feel the need to say I have a podcast in a post-colonoscopy situation? Then I wonder, what else am I popping off with when I'm coming out of sedation? Did I give away my PIN number and my mother's maiden name? Did I offer to take the whole colonoscopy procedure room staff out to lunch and they're still waiting? Best email ever. Oh my God, hugs out to Santa Clarita. Oh, the mind reels, doesn't it? Here's the next Post-it note, and it just says Starbucks on it. So this one came about because my executive producer and I, we were at a Starbucks recently. No, I did not have a cup of coffee. I don't like coffee. That's not the point. It was very crowded inside the Starbucks establishment. Space opened up at the end of a table we were sitting at. About the same time, an older couple were clearly looking for someplace to sit. It was clear that they were trying to respect our privacy while looking at the empty chairs around there. And I said, "Please, please, sit down, enjoy your coffee." That's also not the point. As we were at a large tourist location, I started some polite chit-chat and asked if they were local or they were visiting, and they said they were visiting from Australia. Well, knowing that I have listeners in Adelaide and Brisbane, and not being one to pass up an opportunity to hopefully randomly meet a 20 minutes listener, I asked, whereabouts in Australia? Perhaps Adelaide? They said no. They did tell me how far away from Adelaide they were, but none of that is the point. What is the point is that they told us they visit the United States every year and they've been to 38 states. I was gobsmacked. And that sound means that's the first time in 140 episodes I've said the term gobsmacked. That was a long story to get to the fact I've been in 15 states. And the last post-it note for today has the word train written on it. You know, choo-choo kind of thing. I was reminded of something my executive producer had told me years ago. Her mother had told her and her siblings, don't stand next to a train going by or else you'll get sucked underneath it. I still chuckle when I think about that one. Well, one, it's not true. And two, this post-it note turned into today's episode's topic, which is three, old wives' tales. I don't want to say old wives' tales. I'm a little uncomfortable with that. So I'm going to be a little more politically correct. I'll call these things historical senior female spouse warnings. Also, I have never figured out if the tales were old or the wives were old. But I digress. It's old wives' tales, or as I now call them, OWTs. I have no idea why I have those Congo drums. That'll be the last time you hear them, I promise, okay? All right, let's get to the OWTs. Now, the Wiki Machine has a way too fancy of a definition of the, quote, old wives' tales, so I'm going to let my announcer take over because he's so serious.
An old wives' tale is a colloquial expression referring to spurious or superstitious claims. They can sometimes be a type of urban legend said to be passed down by older women to a younger generation. In this context, the word wife means woman rather than married woman.
Man, I think we just notched up the sophistication of this podcast a couple of notches by including the word colloquial and spurious. I gotta look those up. So, regardless, the wife in Old Wives' Tale doesn't mean wife as we know it, just means a woman. Why don't you just say that? All right, the Old Wives' Tales originate in the oral tradition of storytelling. They were generally propagated by illiterate women. Don't blame me. They would tell stories to each other or to other children. The stories didn't attempt to moralize, but to teach lessons. These stories were also used to scare children so they don't do undesirable things, like standing too close to a moving train. And if you want to blame anybody for those descriptions, blame Wiki, not me. So I decided to reach back into the recesses of my mind and drag out some of these life warning gems that were bestowed upon me as I was growing up, and perhaps you too, depending on your age. All right, here's our first OWT, and I think that pretty much everybody has been told this at one time. Wait an hour after eating before you're swimming. Go ahead, challenge your mother, because this one isn't true. Unless you're doing vigorous triathlon-level swimming. The American Red Cross says it's usually not necessary for you or your child to wait an hour before going in the water. You see, when you eat something, your body increases the blood flow to your stomach muscles to help with digestion. The larger the meal you scarf down, the more oxygenated blood your stomach needs for digestion. But this means less oxygen is available for your arms and legs, which require an increased amount during exercise. For recreational swimmers, the risk of getting cramps after eating is actually very, very low. Your body has way more than enough oxygen to share between your stomach and your limbs. But the real danger lies with those who eat huge meals before starting Olympic-style training. Such cases can indeed lead to cramps and perhaps vomiting, but even then, the medical consensus has long been held that it's unlikely to result in drowning. So go ahead, dive in. Next, and I never know which way this is supposed to go. Is it feed a cold and starve a fever, or is it the other way? I truly do not know, but guess what? It doesn't matter because it's false. You see, both high fevers and colds can cause fluid loss. Drinking plenty of liquids such as water, fruit juice, vegetable juice, that can help prevent dehydration. And with both fevers and colds, you should eat regular meals because missing nutrients may only make you sicker. Here's another OW tale you probably heard as a kid. Douglas, don't swallow your gum. It'll stain your stomach for 7 years. Okay, your mom probably didn't say Douglas, but you know the tale. I recall once accidentally swallowing a wad of double bubble, and I went into a panic. I counted out how old I would be in 7 years. I thought, oh my God, I'll be driving before the gum time would be up. And if you think about it, no one ever tells you what would happen after 7 years. Would nature finally take its course? Would you just puke up a giant gum wad? You know, it's true that your body can't break down gum during the digestion process. However, chewing gum passes through the digestive system just like any other food. It's not going to sit there for 7 years. Your body is able to break down some of the gum's components like the sweeteners or oils, but the gum's rubber or latex base gets churned out in just a matter of days. However, swallowing a lot of gum will literally gum up your intestines with a giant gum wad that will not turn out well for you. Were you ever told this? If you go outside in cold weather with wet hair, you'll catch a cold. Well, feel free to run outside after that shower. You see, another OWT bites the dust. Cold weather, wet hair, and chills do not cause colds. Viruses do. Viruses thrive in cold weather. Now, people tend to catch colds more often in the winter because these viruses are spread more easily indoors, you know, where people are indoors, where there may be a contact with some dry air and a lot of people who already have colds. You see, dry air weather, indoors or out, can lower your resistance to infection. So it's sort of a trifecta situation here. You've got viruses who love cold weather. You're indoors where it's warmer, near people with colds, and the dry air lowers your resistance to infection. It's not about the wet hair. When you were a kid, you may have gotten scolded with this old wives' tale. Oh, I said it. This OWT, because I was when I was a kid. Yeah, I would joke around and make funny faces. Well, I thought they were funny. Nobody else did. And it usually included me doing some eye crossing. I figured if Beaver Cleaver could do it, then I could too. And then from out of nowhere, okay, I know from where, I heard a loud, don't cross your eyes, Douglas. They'll stay that way. Anybody else? Well, of course, that's not true. Your eye doesn't all of a sudden snap into a new place, despite what my mom said. Only about 4% of the children in the United States have strabismus. It's a disorder where the eyes are misaligned, giving the appearance that they're looking in different directions. Eye crossing does not lead to strabismus. This next OWT always caused me tremendous anxiety and fear of internal devastation. Now, this tale didn't come from my mom. I heard it on the street. Well, I heard it from my childhood friend Tommy, who lived two doors down on the street. While I was pretty sure it wasn't true, there was always a 4% chance that Tommy was right. He said, if you eat a watermelon seed, it will cause a watermelon to grow inside you. Well, of course it doesn't. Watermelon seeds are generally harmless, will travel through your body undigested, just like that wad of gum. I knew Tommy was a dumbass. Oh, those teen years. Oh, that acne. Oh, that OWT. Don't eat chocolate. It'll cause acne. Oh, how I longed for a Milky Way, but those words echoed in my head, and I didn't want to make my teenage complexion issue any worse than it already was. But alas, it isn't true. Although eating too many sugary, high-fat foods is not a good idea for anybody, studies show that no specific food has been proven to cause acne. In 1969, research published in the Journal of the American Medical Association found that chocolate doesn't worsen acne, and several subsequent studies have backed up that conclusion. The American Academy of Dermatology and the National Institute of Arthritis and Musculoskeletal and Skin Disease also say there's no connection between chocolate and acne. In fact, they say that your diet in general has very little effect on pimple development. But wait, recent research shows the issue isn't so clear-cut. Last year, a study published in the Journal of Clinics and Dermatology concluded that the 1969 study was flawed, I tell you, in several ways. Also, a study published in the Journal of American Academy of Dermatology found a link between pure chocolate and the pimple formation. Wait a minute. They're the ones who said it was okay. Okay, dang it. What's a teenager supposed to do? Who are you supposed to believe? Okay, how about this? Have a Milky Way in moderation. There are a ton of OWTs about women and pregnancy. One in particular says if a woman is carrying low, it's a boy. If she's carrying high, it's a girl. The medical community says false. If a woman's carrying high, this may be her first pregnancy or her body is in good shape. Stomach muscles have a tendency to become more elastic with each pregnancy, so a belly that seen more than one pregnancy may hang a little bit low. I am just busting OWTs everywhere. I'm hoping there's not an OW syndicate that's going to be out for me. One of the earliest OWTs is that cats can steal air from a baby's mouth. I very clearly remember my ex-mother-in-law yelling when our cat got near my baby daughter. I questioned the sudden panic from her and was told that same line, that a cat will suck out the baby's breath. Now, if you don't already know, this tale is blatantly false. It goes back hundreds of years to a time when cats were associated with witchcraft and evil spirits. Cat lovers, rest easy, it's anatomically impossible for a cat or another animal to suffocate a baby by sucking out the baby's air. According to an investigation by Live Science, this idea may have come from a 300-year-old case in which a child was supposedly strangled to death by a cat. We know today that the baby more than likely passed from sudden infant death syndrome and the cat took the fall. Even so, cats and other pets should be supervised around small children, and you should also keep cats out of your baby's crib or bassinet because, well, you never know. I don't know about you, but my mom always told me to eat my carrots because carrots will improve my eyesight. Well, Mom, that's really not true. This tale most likely started during World War II when British Army intelligence spread a rumor that their pilots had remarkable and superior night vision because they ate a lot of carrots. The rumor was spread because the British didn't want the Germans to know they were using radar. Now, carrots do have a lot of beta carotene, which gets converted into vitamin A, and vitamin A does help maintain healthy eyesight, but eating more than the recommended daily allowance won't improve the vision, as the body can only store a minimal amount of the vitamin. Radar. I suspect there are a number of you out there who may have, at a young age, wanted some coffee. Not me, because you know I don't like coffee. Anyway, a lot of kids probably tried, and the OWT dictates that the answer is no, because coffee will stunt your growth. Again, it's not true. Coffee won't affect growth. However, too much caffeine doesn't belong in a child's diet. Excess caffeine can prevent the absorption of calcium and other nutrients. Now, wait a minute. Help me out here. If it's blocking the absorption of calcium and other nutrients that kids need to grow, then, well, you know what? I'm giving this one to the OWT Club. Congratulations, ladies. You won. And with that, we're going to bring this episode to a close because, according to an old wives' tale, listening to more than 20 minutes of a podcast will cause you to lose more than 20 minutes that you're just never going to get back. But first, what have we learned? Well, we learned that if you say old wives' tale, what you really mean is old woman's tale, and you're saying that at your own risk. We learned that my childhood friend Tommy was an idiot because a watermelon did not grow inside of me. We learned that you don't have to wait 7 years for that gum to show up. And we learned that sometimes an OWT just might be correct. That's right, I'm talking to you, caffeine-induced stunt growth proponents. Thank you very much for tuning and listening. I always appreciate it. To everybody around the globe who's listening to this for whatever reason, and I'll talk to you next time on 20 Minutes You'll Never Get Back. Bye-bye. I'm going to go stand next to a train track. Hi, it's me again, Doug. I want to take up a couple more seconds of your time just to remind you, if you want to stay informed of when the next podcast is posted, all you need to do is sign up at on that Instagram machine. It's at 20MYNGB, 20MYNGB, and that means 20 minutes you'll never get back. If you sign up there, you'll always see when the next podcast is uploaded. And if you want to leave some comments, by all means, please do go to the website at 20minutespodcast.com. So it's 20minutespodcast.com. And you can leave your comments there. It also tells you how you can be an announcer for the show. So Take a look at those two things if you'd like and stay informed. And all, as always, thank you very much for listening to 20 Minutes You'll Never Get Back. Bye-bye.